you have the single out, albums coming out in November. What are you most excited about with this new album?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. It'll be out November 5th. I'll probably be most excited to just be done with it.
Yeah.
But, it's called the Marshall Mathers LP 2, and it's kind of a...
How do you do audio of him just staring at the screen? What is the audio equivalent of that? Let me see. Hold on. We still got...
Make sure you put that on the page, though, when you post it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Him acting crazy.
Just the picture of him, zoning out.
Yeah, staring back and forth before while they're trying to introduce him. Or where, when he just completely eliminates Kirk Herbstreit.
Why is this... This is terrible. We're going back to Lions. Why Lions Search? All right, wait, here's the options.
Eli Sadface?
We're going to stomp on you like Ndamukong Suh. Ooh, that sounds great. That sounds like a winner. Oh, yeah. All right, you guys ready? I'm ready. You guys ready?
So there were, in effect, no options.
It doesn't sound like...
This is results for similar searches. So this is, like, meant to be. Here we go. Wait.
Just the other day, not yesterday, we went down to the motion day. It has been years, I hid my fears. See what this can do. I knew right then, our drought would end with our new man down a consume. Could barely hear, but saw the fear when the QB called out the play. And before he threw, came down a consume drop at 12 yards away. The whistle blew, he wasn't through. Next to his victim, he took a knee. Witness the fans, he used his hands, pulled out the QB spleen.
Welcome everyone to the TBS NFL Week 1 Update, Emmy Diddy 999. And with me this week, special owner, Bowser. What's your team name? Is your team name just Team Bowser?
Yeah, I need to update that probably.
Almost as original as Team Beast Mode and Franchise 254.
Alright.
Thank you, Franchise. Also, John _ McClain.
Yeah, that was a terrible intro.
Thank you. And Board 34. And we're going to talk about, here's the agenda, guys. We're going to talk about Michigan, of course. We're going to talk about the NFL, of course. And we're going to talk about Week 2 matchups.
Maybe we're going to talk about Baylor.
We're not talking about Baylor. Gross. We're not talking about any colleges in Texas. Disgusting. Michigan.
Sound like a hater to me.
NFL Week 2 fantasy matchups, sprinkling in some power ranking. How's that sound for everyone? Are you guys with me on this? Oh, and we need to do the pickup.
I'm with you until we get to the Michigan part, and I'm going to go to sleep.
Let's start with Michigan then.
Okay, night, franchise. Night.
Wake me up. Night.
So as you know, Michigan was in prime time. The world was watching as they took on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the final matchup of the most storied rivalry in all of college football. This rivalry has gone on for centuries. And in the final chapter, Michigan closes the door on Notre Dame's season. They dominated them from start to finish. And in the middle, Eminem went a little bit crazy, as we talked about earlier. That was probably my favorite part of the game. It had nothing to do with the game. What I don't understand about this thing is, why was he even there? What is the point of all of that? Does anybody know?
He was an anarchy grenade.
Yeah, not sure.
What did he do?
They interviewed him. They showed a clip of his new music video. He stared at the camera, and he just had a terrible interview. And the two ESPN announcers were trying to be interesting, and he was not having it. He had no interest in being interesting whatsoever. And I think he was even confused. Like, why am I on here? Who's responsible for me being on here right now? It's almost like he was pulling a franchise. So the, Michigan Wolverines look national championship good this year. I have them going undefeated. I called it at the beginning of the season, and this is just another checklist, check mark, 2-0, dominating another top 25 opponent in Notre Dame, and Devin Gardner putting himself in Heisman talk. I'm pretty sure you agree, McLean, that after what you saw of him, you got to consider him a top five.
Wow.
You have to wake McLean up for that one.
No, I'm awake.
Franchise, are you in a hurricane?
You're either in a hurricane.
A hurricane, a tsunami, or a tornado, or maybe all three at once.
I am. And I'm still beast mode, and I'm still making it. How about that?
So...
Sounds more like an active volcano.
Active volcano. That's a good one. What else could he be in? Maybe like an avalanche? Are you near any mountains right now?
I don't know. It's dark out here, and I'm scared.
You could be falling into like a cave. Ooh, sinkhole. I think that's what a sinkhole sounds like. I've never actually heard a sinkhole.
What about an earthquake, but it's above him? He's under the...
Okay, so as we... I hope you're going to be okay, Fred.
I think I will be okay. I'm just scared.
So I saw some of the other teams that played this week. Ohio State's championship hopes are over. Braxton Miller doesn't return. Gets hurt.
For the rest of the season? You think he's done for the whole season?
He is. Well, it doesn't matter. Because
did you see that guy that came in place of him, though?
Yeah. Come on. Let's be honest here.
The thing is, though, I think Braxton is still left over from the old regime. And this guy's, I think his name's Guyton or something like that.
This is what it's going to become.
Yeah, he's the new flag bearer.
I'm just saying there was a lot of fluking going on this weekend. And that might have been the start of it, okay? Let's not get too excited about the
backup. I'm not really sure what you mean.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into it, okay? Let's not be too fast here. I'm
just talking about Ohio State.
Who else? What else happened? Anything interesting in the college football?
No.
No.
No, he's taking shots already.
Wait a minute. I know what it is. It's a thunderstorm. Franchise is in a thunderstorm. Is this what it sounds like when the explosion happened in Texas? I think that's what it is.
I have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt for you.
What? It
says, I survived West Texas.
With a big mushroom cloud?
And it says, all I got to save was this t-shirt. So.
Well, nobody ever said Texas funny.
I'm going to be sending that to you. You wear a media. I'm just saying. You wear a media.
Let's move into the NFL real quick.
Whoa, hold on.
What?
Hold on.
Wait, what? What?
We forgot to talk about the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Oh, I thought you said no more CFL talk.
They pulled off the biggest win of the season.
What do you mean the biggest win of the season?
They took down the powerhouse Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting.
That is not interesting.
Led by Justin Golds. Wow.
You know what? Another Rough Rider team almost got beat up too.
No spoilers. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I was jumping.
Yeah, you're jumping. From where?
Occidental.
That's not true. You made that
That's
up.
That's where tomato goes.
So wait a minute. So he could be hobnobbing it with, well, no. I guess during homecoming, right?
Only during homecoming.
I hope he wasn't the one giving tomato advice on his fantasy team.
No spoilers!
Well, if he does, he knows how to beat a Rough Riders team.
Whoa! Whoa! Wow. Slow down there. I'm gonna have to pull the reins back on this one. Alright, so the Blue Bombers are back.
You're back.
They couldn't, what was it, suck harder for Denarder? No.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, but now
that's because they didn't need a quarterback, a wide receiver, or a running back.
An offensive weapon. Oh man. Did you see him this weekend though? Oh my gosh. When they unleashed.
Why did he get like one carry or something like that?
Two carries for 0 yards.
Negative 3 yards, you said?
Two carries for 3 yards. No, for 0 yards. let's see.
What a draft pick.
So, first let's talk about, well, McClain and Bowser, you guys love the same team, right? Cowboys? Yep.
You mean America's team?
No, that's not America's
team. We love
team.
America.
America loves the same team.
Nobody actually loves the same team. That was just a marketing term, and it kind of caught on for a little bit. But they haven't been America's team since Tony Romo fumbled away a playoff victory, okay? That's when America started hating them.
Haven't been America's team since Tom Landry. Let's be truthful.
That's here. Yeah, actually, let's be truthful. Let's go way back when they were actually America's team.
So three Super Bowls don't, that was an America's team?
No. They're like, the Al Qaeda of the NFL, to be honest with you.
Connection, please.
Well, the only way this is how I was going to try to connect it. I was gonna do something like, didn't we train Al Qaeda? But that was like the Bay of Pigs. So I should have compared them to like Cuba, like, or communism. Same difference.
Missile crisis.
Right? Same difference. Tony Romo has broken ribs, right? That's confirmed.
No, they're fine.
I thought that was a negative.
He's out for the season. And with him goes the Cowboys season. I mean, it's over.
How nervous were you, John, though, that he went down and they were thinking that it was ribs?
Not at all.
I was going to say, the smackboard, he's calling out guarantees.
Yeah.
He's saying he's going to play.
He's played before with broken ribs.
He's right, I know.
With a collapsed lung, right?
So I didn't know if he was hurt or not, but I knew he'd be playing.
Can I just say one thing about the smackboard? The smackboard was really interesting this whole week, especially Sunday.
When all of the games were taking place?
Wait, so the best
actually, after
the best time to be on the smackboard is when things are actually happening. Is that confirmed?
Confirmed.
So the Cowboys season is over. They accidentally beat the Giants. We don't need to talk about them anymore. The Eagles, franchise's team. I feel bad for the Eagles right now, to be honest with you, franchise. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that game, but this isn't going to end well.
Michael Vick was hobbling.
This is not going to end well. I don't see Michael Vick or McCoy playing more than 10 games. I'm sorry. You can't get hit 40 to 50 times a game and expect to last an entire season. Chip Kelly is a genius until all their players start getting injured and don't finish out the season and they miss the playoffs because they lose 4 out of their last 5. You can
McCoy
put that on the board.
McCoy is fine. This Vic that was hobbling around.
He's fine now.
But that's a problem because he never slides.
Exactly. He's got groin problems now, so that groin ain't going to go away.
This is
not overnight.
This is not good. Everyone was sucking on Chip Kelly last night and excuse me, but no. That is the worst offense I have ever seen. Ever.
And then you woke up.
No.
So did you just start watching in the third quarter?
Mm-mm. I watched the whole thing, and I puked a little in my mouth.
I was actually watching that game, and I saw, how many yards was it? 182? I do believe that was how many yards were racked up on the ground.
I have a theory.
I don't know. Number 25, Shady McCoy, whose jersey I am wearing today.
I have a theory that
how many yards, franchise?
I thought it was 182.
Wow. You probably get a lot of points for that, right?
Yeah. Maybe. One time you can fluke yourself to some points with 180 whatever yards.
Wow. Cause I didn't really look at the game last night or anything like that.
Because
I'm just looking over, I'm looking over a little of the highlights, and it looks like Washington almost came back, but they couldn't pull it out.
Yeah, Chip Kelly ran them into the ground last night.
You're talking about the Eagles, right?
I mean, they were.
Yeah.
He was running. He ran 77 plays last night on offense.
Oh, man. Here's the thing.
77 plays.
Actually, I also read something like he said that today, somebody talked with him today. He said they were too slow.
Yeah. And they averaged it out. It was like a play every 22 seconds.
They're not going to last. Just wait. Pulled hamstrings, ACLs, all kinds of tears. It's going to happen. I'm calling it right now. It's going to happen. You can't
take.
Yeah,
his quote is, I felt like it was slow. I'm not joking. We need to do a better job. We left the ball on the ground too much. We didn't get the ball to the officials. We could have sped things up from a process that's in between plays. That's something we need to work on.
That's insane.
Let's be real. How often is he going to be able to convince his team to hand balls to the officials?
Never.
He's used to some young bloods running around for him.
They got too many dances probably planned.
So they got lucky.
That was an upset special right there. I picked that game.
That was the only one you picked?
I think that was the only one. That was the only game that nobody else picked. They all thought that RG3 was going to come out and show out. The man has a bad knee.
We're picking against the spread, so it doesn't necessarily matter if RG3 comes out and does whatever. So, good pick, though. That's a good pick. Good pick. The Lions look amazing. They shut down all day. Shut him down. He couldn't do anything on the ground. And if you look at the stats, it's not going to tell the entire story. Sure, he had 80-whatever yards, but... 93 yards, and 78 of those were on one play. How many rush attempts did he have, McClain?
He had three touchdowns.
Too many. I don't see one player getting that lucky again against this Lions defense. They are too good.
Well, you know, if he's made the claim he needs 2,500 yards, then he's just gonna up the yardage next week.
Well, who's he playing next week? Because he's not playing Lions. And it's not gonna happen when he plays the Lions again.
Let me see.
Playing Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, easy defense. Oh man, he's probably gonna 300 yards easy.
Probably.
Them. Yeah, please. The Lions defense is not to be messed with, okay? Don't try to rush against the Lions defense. Because you'll get the all-day treatment. That's what they call it.
What do you mean all-day treatment?
The
you got all three touchdowns.
All-day treatment.
And then Ndamukong Suh is going to get another $100,000 fine.
Exactly. He'll stomp on your face. And you'll like it.
Well, wasn't a surprise that Jennings didn't play well, right?
No, he's terrible. He's not good anymore. Plus, Christian Ponder is terrible. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Too many push-ups with the jet ski on his back.
Could be.
So wait, I'm going to do the yards per carry. So let's see. How many yards per carry? Wait a minute. How many did he have on that one play? 78? Wow. Less than a yard per carry after the fluky 78-yard touchdown. Fluky 78-yard touchdown. Less than a yard a carry. That's what you can expect from the Lions defense this year. I guarantee that they will have the lowest rush per attempt in the NFL. That's another board shot.
John, did he get a third touchdown that nobody's claiming on his stats right now?
No, passing.
He passed?
No,
he got a catch,
receiving.
Yeah, he got a catch.
Season one.
Oh, okay.
So those don't count, right?
It counts on the points.
It should be
subtracted.
It counts
when you get the points. Hey, if they give you points for the touchdown, it counts.
Yeah, I'm not going to count. But now, one thing that did happen is, did you guys see Reggie Bush, the greatest running back in the NFL? The most lethal weapon in the NFL.
Oh, you mean when they were playing and they gave the all the goal line back work to his backup?
Wow. He got cheated out of two touchdowns.
Are you talking about the time when his thumb was just flopping around?
He didn't need it.
I'm talking about the time when he ran the ball 21 times for 90 yards and got 4 receptions for 101 yards. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Chip Kelly getting not credited for, or I'm sorry, not Chip Kelly, but
Jim Schwartz?
Yes, for getting injuries stacking here.
What do you mean?
Well, because that's a lot of work for one guy.
No, but he can handle it because he's a horse.
He also got 8 targets. Led the team in targets.
He's a horse.
Of what type though?
The only person that can contain.
He's not a true like stallion stud. He's kind of like a smaller.
Look at the origins of like a horse.
He's like a mini pony.
A mini pony?
On steroids.
It's a Shetland pony?
Yeah. That only goes to like petting zoos and stuff.
Just wait. He's like
Bar mitzvahs.
There was this comment made in the Smack board this week, and it kind of amused me. It said this certain owner went to mommy to sucky sucky nipple.
Was that on the Detroit Lions Smack board?
No.
Wow.
One of the other owners said it about one owner.
It might have been because Tomater didn't draft him this year.
Let me see.
But didn't he get one of the highest draft report cards?
Who?
Tomater.
No, I don't think so.
No, stop. Stop.
Yes.
Sucky Nipple didn't get a higher grade.
No.
Let me see. What else happened? Any other teams you care about? Any other
the
teams
Niners.
That Born like do we care about? Okay, what did the Browns do?
They didn't win, number one.
Okay, so no
which
surprise.
Which is surprising because Miami had a number of playmakers that didn't really show up in the game.
That's true.
They still couldn't win. I'm not sure what Whedon's quarterback rating was, but I'm sure it was not very good.
A 48.4. A 48.4. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, wait. He had a 48.4 rating, but his QBR was 16.2. Oh.
I mean, you guys need to get a quarterback without cement blocks or feet.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, there's just a number of issues with this. I mean, some people were questioning why we didn't re-sign Phil Dawson, especially when we ended up just we dropped our kicker right before the first game of the season, and then just signed.
I can't take
what's going
on. I can't take this anymore.
Franchise is drowning.
I can't take it.
I'm almost on a smooth road.
That's what's happening. You weren't on a smooth road.
The roads in Texas
are
troublesome.
How does that translate to an earthquake meets a volcano meets an avalanche?
Like he's got his phone out the window just holding it up.
Yeah, he's putting it against the tire.
Well, there's a cop in front of me too, so I'm trying not to get close to him.
Oh, you're trying to take that picture outside the window?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So
to finish up here, the two things that are nice about this to, I guess, takeaways is that their defense is, did pretty well. As far as rushing yards, they had a good game plan, for Miami's, runners. And the second thing is that with both, Pittsburgh and Baltimore not doing all that well so far, that they have a shot at being a contender, possibly more than we were thinking. That's about it.
Ugh, those are the takeaways.
Hey, it's not our year. It's Detroit. So
yeah,
if that's the gate, we gotta wait for a couple first round draft picks, I guess.
Just do what Detroit did.
Or a defensive lineman that chucks people and.
That was a legal block.
Whatever.
That was legal. It's not. That's a pure random accident that he
broke. $100,000. It's legal.
Which he's appealing.
Yeah, because it's legal. I'm sorry, but I don't understand why you can't block in the back. It's football.
Wow.
Okay, so that's it for the NFL. We'll get into some of those other games because they did have impact on the scoreboard negatively. I want to emphasize negatively impacted the fantasy scoreboard. So since we have two owners that played, let's get into that game first. Mexico Brownies taking on Team Bowser. Brownies go down 103-106 And I've always said this, and I will forever say this. If you put your team on the back of Tony Romo, only bad things can happen. And it came down to Romo making it happen for the Brownies. And I'm looking in here on the smack board, and I'm seeing something about clutch time and Romo, and that's not a good mix. What happened, Brownies?
Well, unfortunately, the new Cowboys defense is what happened. Is Romo didn't really have to do anything. And at the end, they were just running out the clock. He didn't do anything in the fourth quarter because they didn't need him. Game was over. And as, you know, being a Cowboys fan, I'm not used to that.
So you expected they're going to be coming from behind and he's going to have to throw a lot to try to catch up.
Yeah, Romo, it was like they reversed roles, him and Eli.
Okay.
Because Eli had more of a Tony Romo day where he throws for 400 yards, but he's got a bunch of interceptions.
Right.
And at the end of the game, it was on Eli to make the game-winning drive. And then he threw an interception, and he just looked to the heavens like, what is going on? This never happened.
It's like Freaky Friday NFL.
Then they showed Romo, and he was laughing. That was hilarious.
So you also had all day a fluky 28 points. Because like I said, less than a yard per carry if you take out that random 78 yarder. So I'm telling you now, don't expect 28 points. I'm thinking you've hit your season high here. So as going forward, make sure you do the math there. Because
does that automatically mean that you're going to make a trade proposal for Peterson?
Oh, yeah. I've tried. I don't understand why Ridley is an even up trade for Peterson.
Ridley?
Ridley. Is there another volcano? Whatever. Well, I think, that was lightning and thunder kind of at the same time.
That was Skeletor.
So what did Ridley get?
He got taken out of the game because he fumbled. That's what he got. Thankfully, his backup got hurt, so he still gets to play football.
He got hurt at the beginning of the game, but he was a man and played through it.
Well, he's not going to be a man to play in week two.
He didn't really get David Wilson. I guess I'd prefer to coin a term from John and use Tony Romo here.
He went Romo?
He went Romo.
Wow.
Let me see. Nothing else interesting on your team, McClain. Did you leave any points on the bench? Oh, wow. Whoa.
Yeah, Brian Hartline was the big one.
Whoa. Oh, man. That burns.
Yeah. Well,
might want to see a doctor.
I don't know. I wasn't going to bench Mike Wallace for Hartline.
Yeah, but Daryl Richardson, come on. Come on.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is there's a insider exclusive service where they set your lineup for you.
Oh, okay. Well, what? You know,
so you tried to cheat.
No, I've never used it before.
Wait, hold on. Now that you've exposed yourself, I think we're gonna have to do some kind of audit on your lineups.
You. Yeah, it's hard to hear. I'm sorry. What are you saying?
There's a monsoon going on.
It's like you're speaking to me from across a thunderstorm.
Hey, that's not me. That's the family not me.
Are you on a ship?
Your audio quality makes you so convincing, Franchise.
We're standing across a plane taking off.
Hey, when you're over 3G, you know, hey.
This is 3G?
Wait, I thought all Samsung phones don't have abandoned 3G now.
No, you're still backwards compatible with 3G.
Why would you want to be backwards compatible with 3G?
Why would you downgrade?
Not everywhere has 4G yet. So.
Well, then what's the point of 4G?
Then don't make a phone call. Be elitist.
Be a man. Is that an option?
I think I proved that this week.
Oh, wow. Really? Well, hold on. We're not done. Team Bowser. Team Bowser. Your team looks legit. And I'm not saying this because you scored 106 points. I'm saying this because you scored 81 points on your bench. And
I knew I had it in the bag, so I figured I'd let McClain feel like he had a chance, and I'd leave Bolden sitting there. I knew what was going to happen.
And,
no worries.
And you have the better Giants running back, although he's injured.
For seven more weeks,
we already know that he's better. So you got a great handcuff there that's going to be a starter as soon as he comes back. You have a guy stealing all kinds of touchdowns from Reggie Bush. You have, obviously Bolden, old man Bolden, which with a quarterback like Kaepernick, it's going to happen this year. Your team is stacked and, you're going to be some stiff competition in the championship when, you meet the Rough Riders. It's going to be close. I didn't want to have to be the one to beat you, but you know, somebody has to.
Yeah.
I still should have won this game.
Well, what?
No.
What do you mean you still should have won?
If it wasn't for what's his name? The stupid Baylor receiver who ran the wrong route and got Romo intercepted.
Yeah.
I was minus 2 points.
Oh, never trust. Well, that's your fault for one thing, because you should have known he had Baylor receivers. Okay.
Whoa. I didn't think he was going to throw at him when he had Miles Austin and Dez Bryant.
That's true.
Everybody knows Baylor players play a lot better when they don't go to
in
Dallas.
Baylor?
They avoid Dallas, they're good.
I'd say Dallas has a problem on their hands then.
And they only know how to run bubble screens.
And then the Buccaneers also, I got robbed there.
You got robbed?
Oh yeah, speaking of defenses, how about Kansas City, fluky 23 points.
Yeah, they can't play,
Yeah, but what were we expecting out of Jacksonville?
Well, that's why I picked them up, but still. Well, I expected more out of MJD.
Yeah.
Going against Kansas City, I assumed he'd have a big game, but was not the case. 45 yards.
Blaine Gabbert still proving that he is a horrible quarterback.
Yeah, I guess that's one benefit for the Browns. You don't have Gabbert.
Yeah.
I don't know. You need to bring in Tebow already.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. They need Tebow. It's time. It's Tebow time.
Is he still a free agent?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought somebody would pick him up.
For what?
Tight end. It's the only thing he's good at. He can't throw.
No, he can't throw with the shit.
That Storm can throw better than Tebow.
You know, it's really important that you keep talking, Bowser, because every time you do, you, for whatever reason, you cut out Franchise's audio.
I don't know. That could be a detriment, too.
I haven't figured out how to manage Skype, or else I would have fixed it. I've been working this whole time trying to figure it out, but I can't.
You've been installing printers.
Okay, next matchup. I'm gonna go to Chuck Norris versus Straight Trash Homie, the highest rated or highest graded draft team versus the lowest graded draft team. And Straight Trash Homie came out and put up 103 points to Chuck's 82. And
looks like the draft grading was bulletin board material.
Absolutely. And we have a fraud alert. Because if you get the number one, the highest grade in the draft, and then you lose your first game by almost 21 points total, actually, to the lowest graded team, yeah, you might be a fraud. Now,
might be.
I gotta figure out how to fix this. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do it. Am I not the host? Maybe that's why.
I think I'm the host.
Come on, McLean!
What?
Help us out here!
I don't see what the problem is.
You know what you gotta do.
I think this is going great.
He wants you to pull the trigger, McLean. He can't do it himself.
I can't do that.
No wonder I couldn't figure it out.
You want me to take Franchise out back?
Wow. Y'all gonna see what the fuck?
Actually, let's talk about, okay, so, Chuck, you have some work to do. Whatever book you're reading, you need to read harder. Okay? So let's go to, Franchise's matchup versus Tomaters, and a little bit of controversy, in the league right now, because Tomater, in a bold move, a strong move, pulled all
of
his
Eagles
right before the Monday night game. Now, most of the time, this is a good move to pull your Eagles. Potential negative points. Fantasy strategy. A lot of people don't think about it. So, on that side, I applaud him.
Wait, does this mean that Franchise had like 52 points then?
Unfortunately.
Oh, I just hang up on it.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Crystal clear right now.
Wow. I can hear it. I can hear it. Now I can hear your fan.
Well, now we actually need him.
Well, he's gone. What are you going to do? We're just going to have to talk about the matchup for him. So, Tomato pulls his Eagles. Normally a smart move. Although, Beast Mode got 124 points, even though he had a negative 2 with his tight end. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, Tomato...
Wow, why does he have Pettigrew?
I don't know.
He didn't draft him, did he?
No, he that was...
Like, nobody would draft Brandon Pettigrew.
No, but you would trade for him. Whoa! What is that?
I missed it.
My God.
What is that? Oh, my God.
We were just talking about how awesome Brandon Pettigrew is, franchise.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's not going to start this week.
And then we also were talking about why you didn't start your rookie quarterback.
Like a man.
Because it's not time. It's not time.
It's not time.
It's not time.
You didn't need the extra 3 points that Matt Ryan got you.
Yeah.
It's not time. It's not time. Give him another game. Then I will start him.
So here's the thing about Brandon Pettigrew. He fumbles every single game. Guaranteed he will fumble. That is why he's not to be trusted. He will get a lot of targets. He will drop a lot of balls. And if he catches it, he will fumble. That's why I traded him.
He only caught 2 passes.
How many targets?
I don't know. You don't get points for that.
Too many. Way too many. Hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
Are you mad because he's stealing Calvin Johnson's looks?
4 targets.
It's not that many.
That's 4 too many.
I mean, yeah, that is too many, though.
Okay, so Beast Mode, how do you feel about your team?
There's a little bit of improvement there. I need to get a little bit more.
Not satisfied.
But that, you know how I am.
Yeah, what I do.
You know, I pick up things along the way that I see are promising.
Like a tornado.
So
you were a little upset with Tomato's move to pull his Eagles.
Oh yeah.
You don't
like that?
A little
upset? That doesn't describe it, a little upset. I tell them stop being a little bitch.
Maybe you should make him an offer.
So
take his Eagles from him.
Right now, because of Tomato, now, like I said before, I am all for Tomato pissing off owners. No problem with that whatsoever. But when you mess with the league, you mess with the commish. And now that I'm pissed, I'm leaving it up to the league owners to vote him out of this league.
Oh, wow.
For that move. If you're an owner and you haven't voted in the league manager's poll, go vote now. It's either yes, kick Tomato, not because of what he did, but because he's Tomato, or no, don't kick Tomato, I would have done the same thing. It is up to the league.
Will this be instant? Like he's kicked immediately?
I have people chomping at the bit to take over teams.
You know what's funny is that, coincidentally then, what's going to happen is his team will dissolve and all of his players will go into the free agency pool. And then E. Diddy will allow everyone to just pick up all of his players.
No.
Whenever we need
that is,
extra
that
help.
Is not how it would work.
Is that going to open the door for Pantera then?
No, he's not active enough. Okay. He'll at least leave suspended players in his starting lineup.
So if this passes and the ownership votes Tomato out, his players will not become free agents.
It should be like the Hornets and the league manager takes over and you have 2 teams.
Where they all mysteriously get traded to Team Rough Riders.
Football reasons. Fantasy football reasons. If new ownership comes, there might be a short period of time. It's called a transition period in which league commissioner has to give new ownership, you know, control. So
what if we gave control to Pantera, and if he started trading all of the players from Rotting Tomatoes to Pantera, we could boot him as well then.
2 for 1.
Well, it's all up to ownership. If they, a majority rule. Now,
it just starts with a simple vote.
Here is.
I just want to know. I want the commission's opinion on this. Commission, was that not a bitch move?
Like, here's the problem.
See, here's my issue with it. Why are we complaining? Why are you complaining about a franchise when you still won?
And you didn't even need him to play those players. You would have still beat him handily. It didn't matter.
But.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's all about, well, he didn't play his players. So, you know, that's a fraud win.
Well, it is a fraud win. I'm glad you brought that up, franchise, because I've been thinking about this.
Not a fraud win.
I have been thinking about this. If he would have played his players, who knows? It's called the butterfly effect. Who knows? One little click could have changed everything. One little click could have meant somebody saw him. They changed the direction. All of a sudden, that person is related to somebody in the Eagles organization. All of a sudden, they run into Chip Kelly, say something wrong. He changes his game plan. All of a sudden, there is no Chip Kelly offense.
Why are you so worried about Chip Kelly's offense?
Oh, I just can't get him out of my head.
Strange.
Can't get him out of my head. Okay, so that is a fraud win. It's a win in the standings, but not a win in your heart.
No. That is an asterisk
next to it. There's an asterisk next to your heart.
That's a bullshit. That's some bullshit right there. No. That was a win. That was a legit.
Okay, well.
That was a legit win.
Don't take my word for it.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that he took his players out.
At least you have a new avatar.
Wait a minute, I've seen that avatar before. Is that a stock photo?
I must have taken it from another team beast mode.
Okay, so let's enough about fraud wins. Let me see here. I went off the scoreboard. Okay. Who's next? We have TPS NFL okay. Bombs losing to Team Canada. Canada scores 86, Bums score 82. Anything interesting happen in this game?
You got him to bench Fred Davis.
Did I get him to bench Fred Davis? No way! Yeah. Did he?
Did.
How many points did Fred Davis get?
Two.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
And that's all he needed to win, yeah, was two.
Well, that's all he needed to win.
And that was a difference maker.
Fred Davis is a fumble waiting to happen. Okay, so
if he can catch it,
you don't risk it for the biscuit. Is that how it goes? Always bench Fred Davis. I don't even know why he's owned in this league. 12-team league shouldn't have Fred Davis owned. You might as well drop him.
You know, I was watching the NFL Network, okay. And it said to bench Jared Cook.
Really?
Yeah.
And
they said to sit, and he came up with 24 points.
For Pettigrew, they didn't say that though.
Yeah, that's the real question. If you have Pettigrew, always show,
always
start,
play him.
Yeah, always start Cook. Always. Exactly. Yeah. Wow. Let me see. I'm looking at Bum's team here. He's the guy that was stuck with David Wilson. Goodbye to that. That's not going to happen much longer. Seven weeks? 6 more weeks of negative points for the Bums at running back. All right.
I think it's 9.
9? Oof. Going to be a rough season for the Bum. His bench looks terrible. Nothing to talk about there. Let's move on to the next matchup. Concord Lazy Kings versus Team Inactive or Izzy. Father Muckers.
Nice and slow.
The Muckers put up 109 points and had one of the better trades this season with the TPS NFL Rough Riders, giving him 2 starters, okay? So 2 starters, got traded a couple players, got 2 starters that added to his 109 points, one of the top scorers in the league so far. So that's a great trade and a great start.
Who did he get?
He got Mark Ingram and Kyle Rudolph. 2 starters. 2 starters.
2 starters or 2 points?
No, terrible. 2. He traded.
3 points, technically.
He traded 2 starters. And,
oh, my gosh.
It seemed like the
Rough
Riders. Maybe
he is inactive and you controlled his roster.
Something. Oh my God.
Wait, what's the problem here? He traded, got 2 starters that added to his 109 points.
This was probably one that like he talked about, he talked about last week where we vetoed it and he still accepted the trade anyway.
So if you fear the Father Muckers, because 109 is nothing to laugh at. Peyton Manning did kind of go off with, like 8 billion touchdowns. Now, that might not happen every game, but you can count on at least a billion. Okay. Concord Lazy Kings benches 30 points and Colin Kaepernick, a supposed 49ers fan, drafts 3 quarterbacks and doesn't play the best one.
You want to know his strategy on the 3 quarterback draft?
All right. Yeah. Let's get into this. What was he thinking?
He's going to use one as trade bait.
Trade bait.
It's actually 4 quarterbacks.
He has 4 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Okay, so he has 4 quarterbacks, and he's going to use one as trade bait. He's going to keep the other 3. That's a good strategy.
I hope he uses the right one for trade bait.
Because this league is really hurting for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Edidi, I would like to thank you for the trade.
You're welcome.
There was only one negative out of that trade. We all know what that is.
Actually, the second one went through.
Actually, I think I'm winning in that trade.
You
Brandon
are?
I'm pretty sure I'm winning when it comes to that trade.
I don't think so.
No, I am pretty positive that right now at this point in the season, I have won in dominating fashion.
Well, technically, you've lost and he won.
What do you mean?
The record.
Oh, wow, hold on. We do not grade trades on if you actually win or lose. It's total points for the players traded against total points for players traded. And right now, I am dominating franchise.
Let's do the math.
All right, let's do the math. All right, I got Calvin Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm. How many points did he get?
He got a cool 3 points. Now, hold on. If you do almost fantasy points, he would be pushing 20.
Not almost fantasy points. How many points? Actual points.
Major upside. 3 points. All right. Next player that I got for free from franchise. I forgot.
Vic Ballard.
Ooh. Major upside. A cool 6 points. Was there one more player?
You didn't play him.
Oh, I didn't play him because I am stacked at running back.
You are?
I am stacked at running back. Didn't need him.
Don't count Denard in that equation.
Okay, so now, Jermichael Finley.
Jermichael Finley, best tight end in the NFL. A cool 11 points. So that's a total of 11, 6, and 3, 20 points.
You can't count the 6.
Why?
You didn't play him. So you didn't get the benefit of that.
Oh, no. Let him count the 6.
Yeah, let him count the 6.
Let him count the six.
All right.
We'll go to the other side of the trade.
All right. Let's go to the other side of the trade.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones. All right. What'd you get?
Was it 13?
11? 13.
It was 11.
All right. 11. All right. All right. Your number one wide receiver is good as my backup tight end. Awesome.
He's only benefiting because Roddy White's hurt.
Yep. So actually you can only go down from here. 11, Julio Jones ceiling. Next player.
Okay. DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray. Dallas was in the lead, running the ball. So you think what? A bunch of yards, a bunch of touches, right? 11 points.
That's 22.
22. All right. Not too bad. Who's the
and
next
even
one?
Even with Brandon Pettigrew's -2, I still came out better.
What? What do you mean? You still came out better. That's 20
points.
2020, right?
That's
Calvin Johnson, 13 almost fantasy points. I win the trade.
No, we're not talking about almost fantasy points. We're talking about actual numbers.
All right, it's going to be a poll. I'm going to put a poll. I'm going to let ownership decide who's won this trade. So far, we're technically tied, but if you throw in almost fantasy points, I am blowing you out of the water. Just to make that clear, and there will be a poll up soon.
I think you got trade rape.
Do you feel like Tomato 2012?
Whoa. Okay.
Who's Tomato? You mean sucky nipple?
Okay, and then the last matchup, whatever. I mean, I think we should move on if you guys don't mind.
No problem.
All right.
What happened?
I don't mind.
What do you mean?
What happened on that one?
What happened? What do you mean?
The one I was playing, because I knew... I'm pretty sure I lost on that one.
So here's
I was down by like 35 points. I did, yeah.
Here's the problem.
I don't even have cable, so I didn't even watch it.
Here's the problem with the NFL, okay? If you're leaping in for a touchdown, if you're running and the ball gets knocked out, it's a touchdown. if you're receiving and you stretch the ball over and then you land and the ball gets knocked out, it's not a touchdown. What's up with that? Let's be honest. We need to change that rule. What is the difference between running and leaping and the ball getting knocked out and receiving, jumping, leaping, and the ball getting knocked out? Why do you have to complete the catch process, but you don't have to complete the run process? Almost fantasy point.
Let me see here. Scoreboard. You did it. Did you see this?
What?
I actually beat you.
Wait, are you looking at the benches? Wait, are you looking this at the benches?
No, look, I'm actually looking right here. Boy, I had
after
like,
they do,
going
they
into
did,
Sunday, okay. I had like, man, after Sunday, I had like almost 40 points I was down by. I didn't even think I was in this game.
Well, let's be honest here. Even though the scoreboard says you won, you were never
Wait,
in
but that
this
makes you not undefeated anymore.
No, I am undefeated. I
this
am.
This was a good run.
This is,
it was a good, yeah, you might want to hang it up right now.
Bourne, I voted for you. I voted for you, Bourne.
You and me, only two votes. Look at this. Lamar Miller even got 0 points, and I still beat you.
This is such a fluky victory.
And I didn't pull off any insane trades either.
You got so lucky. The stars aligned.
108 points lucky?
The stars aligned for Galabra, okay?
They aren't moving at all.
What are you talking about? Miller is a lot better running back than that.
Yeah.
Stop.
He had a Denard Robinson game.
Yeah, he did.
So, LeSean McCoy, like I warned you on Twitter, that's not going to last. He will be out for the season by week 10.
Man, I wish I had stayed up. I could have retweeted, like, everything to you.
And Randy Bullock, come on. Really? You can't stop somebody when you're up by. How many were they up by? 21? 24?
I don't know. I went to bed.
Whatever the hell it was. All you got to do is run out the clock. All you got to do is run out the clock. Don't give up field goals. Don't give up extra points. And the Rough Riders have this in the bag.
Wow. Even my bench beat you.
Now that's bad.
No.
Wow. I totally thought I would have lost this.
No, you should have lost this.
I'm glad we brought this up. Thanks.
Consider yourself lucky.
You got a career performance out of Demaryius Thomas and you still lost.
You know what? I tried to take Demaryius Thomas off his hands. He wouldn't let him go.
Instead, you gave him a little Trojan horse magic of Calvin Johnson, only give him 3 points. Took away Julio Jones, who would have won it for him.
Leading the league in almost fantasy points.
Well, if that makes you 1-0, I guess that's enough, though.
I'm 1-0 in my heart. Asterisk.
Is that the same, scoreboard that you have here as far as, what you've talked about smack and everything like that?
Wait, what did I say in the smack board? Hold on, I gotta look. I hashtagging Optimus Prime in there.
Yep.
That was after the Thursday game.
What was funny too is I didn't, John's the one that called this because this was going into Monday night's game and he said, you might want to hold off. And I was like, yeah, right. There's no way. There is no way.
There should have been no way. You're right. I agree with that.
And then McCoy has 114 yards by the first half.
I know, I'm watching the game, and I'm half paying attention, and then I realize, like, what's actually happened so far, so I hurry up and get on the fantasy thing just to see where the score is, you know, just so that I can breathe easier, because I know I had an idea of how many points you needed, but I was like, I need to check the math on this, okay? So, I'm doing the math, I'm like, okay, I'm still good. But then it just keeps happening, and then he keeps getting more rushes and more rushes, and then by the end of the game, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it's legit that the kicker can get 7 points. That's what you can expect from a kicker. That's nothing exceptional. To get to that point,
he missed one field goal, was like from 41 or something like that.
Right.
And so it was like 101, I think it was like 101 to 107. He got one extra point, like, towards the half. Then he missed another field goal, I think right either in the third quarter or right at the end of the second, and it went back to 102 to 107. And I just figured that was it, because I figured if he lost any points, that was just not going to happen.
Right. That's what I was figuring too. If there was any points lost, that would seal it. If he missed a field goal, that would be enough. And then San
Diego.
But
his field goal with 3 seconds left.
Yeah, then San Diego decided to fall apart right in front of a national audience. And, well, I think we can all agree, franchise Bowser McLean, I know you're with me, flukiest win in the NFL and in the TPS NFL. Can we agree on that?
No.
There's a tornado.
It sounds like something's going down the drain. Could be your season.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's his playoff chances.
So, like I put on Twitter, though, apparently some teams measured themselves by meaningless regular season victories. I measure myself by championships.
Which is zero, right?
I'm just
so
telling
you haven't really accomplished
I'm
anything.
I'm just telling you where the bar is.
I'm standing right there next to you.
Hasn't he won the consolation league before?
Yeah.
Did you?
I'm a defending champion. No, I'm not defending.
Yeah, you didn't win that.
Who cares who won that? Nobody knows. Okay, so I think we've went through all the matchups from week one. There is an ESPN generated power rankings this season. And if you guys got the email, now I can't look at it. It says it's being updated.
Yeah, I know. I thought you were still working on it.
No, that's ESPN, because I generated it already.
Yeah, you have to go to it straight through the email.
The email? Okay.
So that's the only way to get to it.
Because I saw LeSean McCoy here is on behind the blacked out portion of the screen. So I figured you were doing something with that, but hasn't been released yet.
No, that's ESPN. It worked earlier because I made the power rankings, but apparently it's back down again. So.
Yeah, I have it up.
Okay.
You have to go straight through the email link.
Oh, there's a link in the email?
Yeah, I'll post the links. I don't know if it'll work for you though. It's a unique link.
I think I have it. Yep, it is loading. Okay, I have it here. Yep.
These obviously weren't ESPN generated.
These are ESPN generated power rankings. Now, a little secret about how these power rankings are calculated. I'm going to keep that to myself, but I'm just letting you know that there is math behind this. Okay? This is scientific. So as of right now, we're going to start at the bottom, actually. As of right now, the 12th ranked team in the power rankings are the Rotting Tomatoes. With a comment of sucky nipple didn't go off this weekend, they went insane. Kicked anyone. Now I have limitations on characters for the comments. That's about all I can put. One line.
He scored the least amount of points, right?
Yeah, he scored the least amount of points and he pulled his Eagles. I wanted to rank him 11th for pulling his Eagles, but I didn't think it was right because he was the lowest scoring team.
Well, I wonder what the math equation is.
Don't try to figure it out.
For the rankings.
It's a very scientific algorithm. Yeah. Just think algorithm. You're not going to be able to figure it out, okay?
You got some help with Google, from Google on this?
Oh, no. This is direct from ESPN. They give me the algorithm and everything. Very complex.
Wow.
Very scientific, like I said.
Because I was going to say, that's pretty impressive if you came up with this, but you can't install your own printer.
Network printer. Never forget the network part. The 11th team. Team Chuck Norris. A+ draft. F- performance. Should have accepted the trade. You talk back to the commission when you get a trade, you might not get another offer. Okay? How about we break 90 before we talk junk? Can that happen? Is that a deal? Deal. Number 10.
wait a minute.
What?
So Chuck Norris is next to last.
Next to last, yes.
And he got the next to last, or the least amount of points.
It's very scientific algorithm, okay? You wouldn't understand way above your head, all right? Number 10, TPS NFL bum. Losing builds character, at least that's what losers say. Bad team ranked way down in the power rank. Science. Okay? Number 10. Number 9, Concord Lazy King. He's right up there. He's on the bubble. I wanted to rank him lower, but I didn't think he was right because he did outscore two teams that were trying. And he can't be that bad if he's outscoring teams that are trying. Agreed?
He outscored three teams that were trying.
Lucas. Number eight, Team Canada, 86 points. Comment, has fantasy hockey season started yet?
All right, I hung up on
Thank
friends.
You. now, a shocker, because this team was in the top of the power rankings for most of the season, but starting out 0-1 and not scoring a lot of points is going to mean you're going to be in the middle of the pack of the power rankings. So number seven, the Mexico Brownies. 50-50 chance to make the playoffs, but there's only a 10% chance of that. Agreed? You like your spot, Brownies? I mean,
This is what I expected coming into the season.
Okay.
When you play a Brown division schedule, you're going to play the best.
But that matches your draft grade.
Yeah.
Does it? Not. I thought it was around 8th or 7th or 9th.
Yeah. Yep. Below average. I agree.
I guess a hundy is below average.
In this league, when you got teams like the Rough Riders putting up 107, dropping the hundy, ain't nothing anymore. That's every day for me. I mean, come on.
Last time I checked, we have the same record.
Algorithm.
So why are you down here with me?
Algorithm. Number six, straight trash homie. If only dedication mattered more than skill.
Yeah. I just want to interject real fast. I'm a little concerned with this algorithm in that Canada won last week, but has less points.
Right.
Is this going to lead to a potential issue later on down the road where somebody who says, let's say maybe has 7 losses but got a bunch of points, are we going to hear from that team a lot during the course of the season about how good they are, but
nonstop
just didn't really have a winning record?
The algorithm don't lie.
Okay.
It's all about math, science. Okay.
So we could potentially, at the end of the season, see a team in the top 3 who's not even in the playoffs just because they're up there because they scored a lot of points.
Fantasy is random like that.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Okay. So number 5, Team Bowser. Well, let's see. More up and down moving than the stock value of an elevator company. That's not even funny.
The runner-up in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
All right.
What runner-up?
Unless you're talking about stock values of, like, game show websites.
That don't exist anymore? They're dead.
So, number 5, not bad.
You were wielding a dagger.
Not bad. 1-0 start. You did beat the Brownies, so I think that's a good spot for you.
Tough division.
Tough division. Brown division.
Tough division.
Number 4, Father Muckers. Team inactive, makes a trade and then wins without changing his lineup. So, 1-0, 109 points, tops in the league. Proven out in the power rankings that this is a team to beat.
But this team is going to live or die by Peyton Manning, right?
Probably.
There's no probably about it.
Yeah, okay.
So when he re-injures his neck, it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
Now, this team, number 3, probably ranked a little bit low in the power rankings, but because of a fluke victory by his opponent, had to rank him a little bit lower than he should be. TPSN Rough Riders at number 3. Let's see. Currently leading the league in almost fantasy points and fluke losses. And I think we agree that the Rough Riders are a team to beat in this league. And although they lost their first match.
They already were a team to beat and they lost.
With 107 points. One of the top 5 scorers in week 1. Deserves to be in the top 3 of the power ranking. I mean, we all agree on that, right? That's pretty accurate.
When the commissioner gets to choose this, how can you argue?
ESPN algorithm, you mean? I agree. Number 2, Oscalis Galabra. And I like your comment. This team just wins, annoys the rest of the league, and wins. you have some real concerns about your team. You're starting off good, but, and I think that's what your season is going to be about. I won, but
LeSean just an ellipsis, basically.
Yes. I expect nothing but bad things the rest of the season. And then the number 1 team, Team Beast Mode, with 124 points. When you come at the king, you best not miss. You happy with that franchise? Oh, wait.
It works for me.
Oh, I thought he hung up on you. So this power rankings are going to come out every Tuesday. based on the ESPN algorithm. So it's all about science. It's all about math. I'll give you one hint. The more points you score and the more games you win does not guarantee you a top spot in the power ranking. It's all about the calculation. So I'm looking at my matchup for next week, and I'm giving myself a free win, because I think I'm playing, Canada. Yeah, I am playing Canada, so he doesn't have anybody on his team. Galabra, I'm giving you a free win.
Hold on, against Canada?
Yeah, yeah.
All you have to do is post in the smack board that he should bench his starter, and then he'll listen to you.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, that is a free win, because all you gotta do is talk a little football, and he's gonna get scared. Bench all of his starters. Nothing to worry about there. I don't even want to talk about that matchup because it was a free win. Galabra, you're getting bums. I'm thinking you're getting a free win also.
Okay, thanks.
All right. If the Rotting Tomatoes are still with us by this time next week, they may be getting a free win.
Let's clarify. The team will probably still be with us. It's just the manager behind the team.
Right, exactly. The ownership might be changed over by then, but if you're playing Lazy King, you pretty much give yourself a win, even if you bench your Eagle.
Because if the team ownership changes, you probably don't want to change the team name, because then your fan base will be too upset.
Exactly. You don't want to.
Maybe they'll move the team.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but they probably would wait a little while.
Or they might come in the middle of the night.
In sunflower trucks and drive away?
Yep. You never know. You never know.
Damn you, Modell.
Father Muckers versus Team Beast Mode. This could be a challenge because you never know when Peyton Manning is going to throw all kinds of touchdowns, franchise.
Doesn't matter.
You're not worried?
Not worried.
All right. I'm just letting you know you can't score 124 every week.
He's on pace for, what, 100-plus touchdowns?
That's true.
Yeah, like 116 or something like that.
Oh, God.
Next matchup, Chuck Norris versus Mexico Brownies. Looks like an 0-2 start for the Brownies.
It's gonna be a rough season. Des Bryant is hurt.
Des Bryant, so. I thought he was negative. I thought I heard that it was negative. He's going to play.
He's going to play, but he's not going to be good.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be, well, hey, Chuck.
Franchise gone?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh.
I didn't hang up on him.
I was going to say, do you have to go?
Okay, so 0-2 for the Brownies. Chuck going to get his first win. And then Straight Trash Homie 1-0 versus Bowser at 1-0. Bowser, any concerns here?
No, he'll live up to his F grade.
I like that. That needs to be at the smack board. I like that a lot. Okay, so we've gone through the scoreboard. We've gone through the matchups. Is there anything else left? Pick'ems?
Yeah.
I guess we can go through the pick'ems. Yep. Beast Miss Spread'em Group. Pick'ems. There's one thing I learned. ED999 knows how to pick against the spread. I learned that this weekend. Because I am second in the group in pick'em pick. 9 right. In the top 87.4%. Of all of ESPN. There's only one person in this group that picked better than me, but I'm not worried about him. He did get 10 right. That's only one better than my group or my picks. I am sure that's not going to last. I don't know what I should buy with my $50, though. That's the real question. Should I save it for a PlayStation 4 game or... You know, I don't know what I want. New Xbox is going to be out. Should I start an Xbox fund? I'm just, you know, any idea?
2DS?
PSV to TV? Any of those things. Let's see. How are you doing, McLean? You didn't fare so hot.
No, I didn't do so good.
Yeah, you didn't do so good.
I'm tied for second.
You're below me for sure.
Some people would brag about not being in first, but not me.
You only got 9 right, and well, you can't be as good as the rest of us.
Hold on, 12.6% better than me.
Yeah.
So I'm doing really bad.
Oof. Well, I guess you can't pick them like I can pick them.
No more issues.
Wait, okay, we're going through the pick'ems now. JT, A-plus team, he also is with you, McLean. Not a good place to be, whatever. Born. 8 right. You can't
middle
win.
Of the pack right now.
You can't win if you only get 8 right. I'm just letting you know, you gotta get
okay.
more than 8.
I was too busy focusing on my fantasy team this week.
Two mistakes don't make a right. Beast mode. You only got 8 right. Stop picking the Eagles.
Wait, who's Beast Mode 254?
Ooh. Wait, who's Franchise 254 with a Z? Is that a troll account? Is that you, Franchise? Or is that a troll account?
It may be.
I think that's a troll account. Let me see. I'm looking at the avatar, and it says Thug Life.
No, it says Hog
Life. Oh, I thought it said Hog Life, yeah.
Oh, you're right. It does say Hog Life, so that's
wow.
definitely a troll account.
That's racist. You went straight to Thug Life.
It does look like Thug Life. Come on, that's an honest mistake.
No, it's not.
You just saw the hood and just assumed.
Oh.
I saw the Z in Franchise and I was like, that's a Thug Life.
Use the alphabet.
Are we thinking Lee Diddy's last name is Zimmerman?
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, geez.
Whoa! I would never pull a gun on you, Franchise.
Or a knife.
I would never cut you. Bowser, you also came in with 8 picks, right? Pro tip?
Just don't know how to pick them.
Do better.
It's horrible.
And Tomater, coming in with 5. I kind of want to kick him out of this league so there's no opportunity for him to win. I don't think
you should just
win.
Kick him for trying to be cute with his name.
Yeah.
Probably
funny.
Some book he's reading right now in his freshman prep class.
Yeah.
What's up with the pink helmet?
He loves pink.
Breast cancer.
Awareness. Come on.
Okay, I think you're giving him a little too much credit there.
Are you hating on breasts now, Franchise?
Well, if they're on Tomater, yeah.
Sucky nipple.
Those are probably the sucky nipples that he sucked on. Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Any last words moving into week 2? I'm going to give each one. McLean, last words for you.
Aren't we going to pick games?
No. What do you mean? You guys can't steal my picks. Since
why would I want to lose?
Since we're doing the entire NFL season.
I agree.
Every
I agree.
Game,
no, nothing out.
I am not telling you people anything.
We should pick like 4.
Whoa,
no,
you people.
Whoa.
What about us?
Talking again?
I am not letting you people.
Whoa,
yeah,
Zimmerman,
I said
stop.
It. I said it.
Zimmerman, you already got off. Stop.
Nobody's taking my picks.
You're going to shoot them in the back, aren't you?
It is kind of disappointing, though, that we've had more people participate in vetoes and in polls than in Pigskin Pick'em.
Yeah.
Actually, we should do a live update real quick on the Kick Tomater poll. Currently at 57% to Kick Tomater, with not all owners voting yet. So if you listen to this, I'm going to keep this poll up until Wednesday night, Thursday morning, before the Thursday game. And his fate.
So far we've got 2 Tomater apologists.
Oh, you think he voted for himself?
I think one of them, yeah, is himself.
Because is he the one who dropped Roy Helu?
No.
Who's that? Oh,
no,
that's
the
other
the
guy
father.
We should kick.
No, we can't kick him. That is.
We need to kick him.
Well, that's true. He does have.
Well, he's already inactive and he owns the team, so it doesn't really matter.
He did win. He has made a trade and a drop. I wouldn't call that inactive.
Yeah, not a
well,
pickup.
If he won, then E-Diddy isn't controlling his team.
Whoa!
Whoa. But he went up against the Lazy Kings.
So it's a free win.
It's not even really a win.
Like, it's like kind of like.
But he could have lost if he didn't have Peyton's career game.
But he does have Peyton's career game, so we're not counting not almost fantasy points. I don't even know what the reverse is.
Wow.
Okay, Bourne, last words.
2-0, question mark?
2-0, whatever. How about that? I like that better. I took your last words. Modified them. Franchise, last words.
It's good to see old King Bowser back.
Now, what do you mean by that?
I can't be glad that Bowser's back.
I just don't, I'm just confused a little bit. Where did he go?
Because Zimmerman killed another website. So.
All right, Bowser, last word.
A harness M&M. Nothing.
You'll just stare at your microphone with weird eyes. Okay. We'll be back next week, next Tuesday, for more TPS NFL update action. I'll be able to talk more about Michigan winning another game, the Rough Riders getting their first victory in the TPS NFL, and how I'm probably, by this time next week, leading the league in fantasy points. Because
let's also hope there are no more natural disasters going on in West Texas.
That's true. No.
West Texas? I don't live in West Texas.
Well, what part of
Waco.
Texas do you live in? What is? Yeah, where is Waco?
Central Texas.
Ooh. The armpit of Texas.
Whoa.
Is it, well, that's just what people say.
No, that's not what people say.
McLean, isn't that what people say?
The armpit?
Yeah, they call Central Texas the armpit of Texas.
No, people named Zimmerman call it that.
Yeah, it's the armpit.
Emilio Zimmerman.
We'll be back next week. More Detroit Lions and Dominican Sue music. Yes.
We had our fame, but the story took another tone. Across the news, played in Dominican Sue, Brady Kansas City's bones.
Sue had him, and off goes the helmet. He tried to rip his head off.
Now our coach is clear, we bring the fear. We come to Ford Field to play. NFL teams say, know what it means when Schwartz hits the mic to say.
We're gonna stomp on you, like in Dominican Sue.
We're gonna stomp on you, like in Dominican Sue.